This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The editorial drumbeat against guns continues while the evidence mounts that gun deaths are decreasing. Two articles from last week illustrated these contradictory claims. The editorial board of the New York Times attacked what it called the fantasy that carrying a concealed weapon makes you safer. Meanwhile, Pew Research reported that the nation's overall gun death rate has declined 30% since 1993. The New York Times editorial cited statistics from the Violence Policy Center that since 2007, at least 763 people have been killed in 579 shootings that did not involve self-defense. There are some real problems with these statistics and the analysis. First, these numbers lump suicides with other deaths. Suicides should be considered separately because they have nothing to do with carrying a concealed weapon outside the home. John Laud has actually shown in his research that the suicide rate among concealed carry holders is lower than the general population. Second, the study had to cover a period of 7 years just to get the numbers high enough to sound scary. Remember that there are 12 million Americans that currently have concealed handgun permits. Given that large number of concealed carry holders, it is likely that a few of them over a 7 year period might have accidentally killed an innocent person while trying to break down a perpetrator. The Pew Research report noted that an increased spotlight on guns does not reflect the overall gun violence trend in the country. Although most Americans think the number of gun crimes has risen, the U.S. gun homicide rate has actually stabilized somewhat in recent years. Actually, the nation's overall gun death rate has declined by 30%, and that percentage includes homicides, suicides, police shootings, and accidental shooting deaths. Sadly, many gun statistics used in editorials are being abused and misused. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From PureFlix, I'm Not Ashamed. Rachel Scott's life was taken at Columbine High, but her story lives on. Rated PG-13, in theaters October 21st.